Blog Talk Radio.
That you will keep me from the evils of this world. I pray that you will sanctify me, O Lord, through your word of truth. Let me be one with my brothers and sisters, that the world will believe I have been sent. My heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they will be saved. Let me be counted worthy of my calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power. Let your word have free course in my life. Give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I will know what is the hope of my calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, And what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward me who believes? Strengthen me, O Lord, with might by your Spirit in the inner man. Let Jesus Christ dwell in my heart by faith, and let me be rooted and grounded in love. Let me be comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I went to the home where I used to live. The ground had grown up and it covered the door. Someone across the street said, I know who you see, but they don't live here.
To the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, and the Tony Owens Ministries at www.riversofrevival.com. We are now supporting Food for the Poor. We need your financial support to raise funds to assist their efforts. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fixes when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to Food for the Poor, Inc. at 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you, and I pray that you'll find it in your hearts to give. House of Christ Ministries, Inc., a member of the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our reader broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, which commences at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to a lost and hurting world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). Dr. Oswald J. Smith once said, "Any church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has forfeited its biblical rights to exist."
to the home where I used to live. The grass had grown up and it covered the door. Someone across the street said, I know who you see, but they don't live here
on this spiritual journey. I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour.
In the name of Jesus, I come into your presence tonight, Lord, and I pray that you let me know the love of Christ, which passes all understanding, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. Lord, do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think, according to the power that works in me, let utterance be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray as we commit to you tonight, Father, to spread your word. I pray that this lesson will be a blessing to those who listen and to those who can share the word. As our lesson tonight is a gift, dominion, and power to operate in righteousness. Father, we thank you once again and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known.
Tonight is gifts, dominion, and power operate in righteousness. Many Christians strive to walk in the Spirit life. The life in the Spirit, which includes operating in the gifts of the Spirit, having dominion and power, is due to righteousness. Romans chapter 8, verse 10 says, "And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." Righteousness is the basis by which we have access to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, dominion, and power. Before I can go any further in this lesson, we must gain a true understanding of what righteousness is. So what is righteousness? In the Greek, it is the word diakousine, meaning justification of character or innocent. This is to say, that which was wrong in the sight of God has been justified and made right. We are justified because of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made in the giving of his righteous and sinless life as a payment for our sins. The shedding of his innocent blood paid the price needed for humanity to once again have the opportunity to be righteous or in right standing with God. This happens when we acknowledge our sins, wrongs, repent, turn from, and feel remorse for them, and ask forgiveness in Jesus' name. Righteousness, in essence, is right standing with God. Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary, 10th edition, defines righteous as acting in accordance with divine or moral law, free from guilt or sin, morally right or justifiable. The test for righteousness. Whenever we press forward to receive the power of God, the gifts of the Holy Spirit and true dominion, we are always confronted with a test from the enemy to move us from the place of righteousness. It is how we respond during these tests that will dictate if we will move into flowing in God's power, dominion, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The enemy will try to find a place in you where he can lead you into sin. The first place that he always starts is in your weaknesses. If you have a weakness to complain and murmur when things get difficult, then he will turn up the heat and try and make things difficult in your life to cause you to sin, causing you to move from your righteous posture. If it is lust that is your challenge, then he will present you with opportunity to lust. If talking about people, getting excessively angry, watching filth or ungodly things on television, pride, covetousness, lying, stealing, overeating, or any other sin or act of disobedience towards God, then the enemy will present these challenges to you. But magnified and most likely at your weakest point. The purpose of this temptation is to try and disqualify you for God's power through unrighteousness. This was the same challenge that was put before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 15 states, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee and keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Beloved, we see that after this temptation, Jesus Christ returned in the power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee. It is important that you realize that the Holy Spirit had already come upon him, which would be similar to us being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Yet it was not until he was tested for righteousness that he actually walked in the power of the Holy Spirit. Many Christians have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, yet they lack the power. Today I present to you the missing ingredient, righteousness. We will take a short break and come right back.
Bearing all my sin and shame in love you.
Welcome once again to the Joseph Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. Our lesson for tonight is Gifts, Dominion, and Power Operate in Righteousness. Now we'll continue our lesson. It's all about sins. It's all sins. God means all sin and not just some. Any sin causes unrighteousness, no matter how little or how great they may be. Both sins of actions and sins of thoughts. Righteousness is not being forgiven or justified concerning the really bad sins. Rather, all sins, including the sins of thought. Many Christians sin in their minds and never repent, and thus lose the access to God's power on that basis. There are some sins of actions and some sins of the heart and mind. For example, theft is a sin of action, while covetousness and lust is a sin of the mind and heart. Both are sin, yet we often only recognize one, the sins of actions, as sin. Jesus Christ told the people that if a man looks at a woman to lust after her, he has committed sin. Matthew chapter 5, verse 28 reads, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh at a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." There is no question that the act of adultery is sin, but we must also accept that the thought of adultery is also sin. This truth of sins of the mind and heart cannot be a truth for one point adultery alone, but must in fact apply to all areas of sin or disobedience to God. It is not just the act, but also the entertaining of the thoughts. When I say entertaining of the thoughts, I do not mean that if the enemy tries to tempt you with a thought, that you have now sinned. Rather, when you begin to entertain or think on doing it, you have sinned. You must cast down the enemy's suggestions immediately, to avoid being led into sin, thus unrighteousness. Many Christians live in a constant state of unrighteousness because of their thought life. You cannot hide what you consider little sins from God. He, God, also sees and hears your words, thoughts, and attitudes. Beloved, you must stay holy. Adam's dominion. When God gave Adam dominion, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, it was predicated or based upon Adam's righteousness or right standing with God. Adam's dominion was centered in life in the Spirit through right standing with God. When Adam sinned, he became spiritually dead and separated from God, thus losing access to his dominion, in which, as I have said, was centered in life in the Spirit. Adam's dominion was based on righteousness. As long as Adam was in right standing with God, he exercised dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, including the elements like the winds, rain, oceans, etc., over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth, including germs that causes sickness, like cancer, AIDS, etc. According to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, retreats. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth up on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. When Adam sinned, he lost his righteous stance and his dominion. This is why the enemy is always trying to get you, the Christian, to compromise your stance in God, even just a little. He knows that sin always causes us to lose our place of dominion. Your sins, just as with Adam's sin, causes your dominion to be given to Satan. Satan declared that dominion and power had been given to him when he was trying to tempt our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us take a look at Luke chapter 4, verse 6, which reads, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will, I give it to. The only person who could have given Satan this power was the person who had it before him. Who was that person? That person was Adam. You two give the power that God has given you to the enemy when you sin. The restoration of dominion to righteous people. When Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary, it was to bear or take the punishment for our sins, which caused us to be unrighteous and lack dominion. At his death, he bought back our dominion and put us back in right standing with God, and thus a restoration of our dominion. Jesus Christ gave us his righteousness and took upon himself our unrighteousness, causing us to be in right standing with God and restoring us access to the spirit life, dominion, and power. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The restoration of Adams, including the children of Adam, you and I, dominion comes with righteousness through Jesus Christ. You should not just have a one-time repentance, thus giving you righteousness, rather a life of living holy and righteous. There is no dominion in sin. There is no healing in sin. There is no miracles in sin. Rather, it is in righteousness, it is in living righteously that healing flows through God's people. Let us examine this statement by looking at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, which reads, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Beloved, our being dead to sin and living righteously causes the manifestation of healing because of Jesus' stripes or sacrifice, causing us to be forgiven and health restored. But if a person still is alive in sin, then the right standing that caused restoration to health, provision, dominion, and power does not manifest in them. When we look at the promise of power, dominion, and the gifts of the Spirit that was given to you and I, who are the church, there is a reason for great excitement. But these gifts, power, and dominion are yet based and us being in right standing with the living God. You must take this seriously and not diminish this truth, for in it is the power and anointing that you seek. The doorway. When we examine the lives of those people in the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that moved in God's power, we will notice that they were all righteous, not perfect, but righteous through repentance and forgiveness. God's people are actually begging Him to walk in His power and move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, while He, God, is seeking them to truly repent and become dead to sin, thus becoming righteous and having access to His power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit in which He has already given. Beloved, I encourage you to submit to the Lord. When we die in sin, the flesh, we avail more of ourselves to God in righteousness. Beloved Christians, the doorway to God's power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you have yet to travel through is righteousness. It is in righteousness that these things, which have already been given to you and I, the church, will manifest. Adam had unhindered access to God's Spirit in the Garden of Eden, and so the gifts of the Spirit were already accessible to him. Righteousness causes reconciliation to God and restoration in things that man through Adam had had originally. Again, if you desire to walk in dominion, power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you must be in righteousness. You must be in right standing. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. Our lesson for tonight is Dominion, Gifts, and Power Operate in Righteousness. What caused the day of Pentecost to fully come? Let us take a look at Acts chapter 2, verse 1, which says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." What happened to cause the day of Pentecost to fully come? They, the disciples, got righteous. Let us examine the word fully in this scripture, for it holds a key. Fully denotes that there was a necessary measure. Measure of what? We will get to that in a moment. The word fully in the Greek is sumpleru, meaning to fill completely by space or to accomplish in time. Pentecost fully came because they, those disciples in the upper room, met the standard of righteousness through repentance. They were in the upper room praying, according to Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. I am sure that a large portion of their prayers were repentance, having just seen Jesus Christ defy the laws of death through resurrection and the laws of gravity through his ascension in the air, according to Acts chapter 1, verse 9. They must have thought of his character and his holy life, and knew that if they were going to do the things that he did, then they too would have to be holy and righteous as he, Jesus Christ, was. So they began to empty themselves of sinful thoughts, habits, and behavior through repentance and asking forgiveness in Jesus' name. When they were empty of sin, then God's measure of righteousness was full, which then caused a release and restoration of God's power through the Holy Spirit. The reason they tarried was to get right through repentance in prayer. When you spend time in true prayer, not seeking to give me lists, and you begin to let the Holy Spirit speak to you about those things, even little thoughts that hinder him from fully coming in, then you too will have a personal Pentecost in which you will emerge in power, dominion, and with the gifts of the Holy Spirit manifesting greatly in and through your life. The dominion, power, the gifts of the Spirit, and the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, operates in righteousness. To even gain breakthrough, when you are declaring the Word of God in a situation, you must be righteous to truly see breakthrough. Many Christians have faith, but lack righteousness, while others have knowledge and lack righteousness. Beloved, you need righteousness. The Word of God, faith, and prayer in this order to truly see a breakthrough. How do you become righteous? It is so simple. Yet most Christians find difficulty in staying righteous. Staying righteous does not mean to be legalistic, but rather striving to live holy. 1 John 1, verse 9 tells us how to become righteous. It reads, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Although this is very simple, Christians don't confess or repent of most sins, especially those in our thought life. You must die to your flesh, including putting away sins of thought and sins of actions. You need to ask God to forgive you and make you sensitive to the Holy Spirit again, and to help you not to do the things that cause unrighteousness. Some unseen sins that cause unrighteousness might be lust, unforgiveness, bad thoughts about other people, covetousness, mind adultery and fornication, any disobedience to God, including if He asks you to do something at that moment and you put it off until later, being entertained by sin through conversations, the internet, televisions, movies, etc., overeating, not tithing, and giving the Lord's work when He instructs you to, saying things that are bad about others, gossiping, minding other people's business, disrespecting authority, including your parents, your boss, the police officers, governmental officials, your pastor, and other natural and spiritual dignitaries. God's power, dominion, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are accessible to righteousness. Everything that God has promised you, the Christian, is accessible through faith and righteousness. The anointing to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils, to meet needs, to cause the wind to cease blowing and the waves to be calm. The anointing to win souls to Jesus Christ, and more, is accessible through the door of righteousness and faith. But you must walk through it. God will not make you do it. Beloved Christians, sometimes we are not honest with ourselves about where we truly are in God. For example, I know that when a righteous person prays, there is results, because they are in right standing with God, which causes God to hear and respond. Yet when most Christians pray, we get limited results rather than the constant breakthrough that is promised to us in God's Word. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Beloved, when you pray, you should not have to plead with God to move, for He said He would. But often our unrighteousness, both due to sins of thoughts and actions, hinder Him from moving on our behalf. When we get righteous, and today will be that day for you, beloved child of God, we will find that God's power, the restoration of our dominion, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit will just begin to flow in and through us by ways of rivers of living water. When we speak, when we sing, when we pray for the sick, when we ask God for a miracle, when we speak forth the promises and word of God. Beloved, you are not waiting for God's power, dominion, or the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Rather, they are already here, waiting for you to get righteous. I encourage you to do it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
The church is one. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a poor thing.
says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Tonight, I would like to encourage those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, or those who had accepted him and turned away from him, to recommit your lives to him tonight, and to commit your lives to him tonight. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, if you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, they ask you to join me in prayer. It doesn't matter who you are, what you have done. Christ has not come to save the righteous, he came to save sinners, just like you and I. So don't be ashamed. Just be honest. Search yourself and submit to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as the Lord and Savior. Wherever you are right now, I encourage you to bow your heads with me in prayer to submit and to admit that you're a sinner. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be my Savior and to be the Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of righteousness of God. I am saved. Name. Amen. Beloved, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, God sends the Holy Spirit to live within you. He is your comforter, your helper, your counselor and advocate. As you walk faithfully in Jesus Christ day by day, the Holy Spirit will fellowship and commune with you I encourage you to pray and focus your thoughts on the Lord God. He will stir you to become more and more comforted in the image of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19-26. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye are of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. If you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Almond, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Lamb of God, I come. Father, in the name of Jesus, let me be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. May the Lord richly bless you and your dear families as you continue on this spiritual journey with Him. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and good night.